WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When film director Quentin Tarantino began assembling an early cut of his action film Kill Bill, it clocked in at more than 3 hours. So Tarantino chopped it into two volumes. The first came out last year as Kill Bill Volume 1. Now, just as that film is released on DVD, movie theaters make room for Volume 2, in which Uma Thurman's blood-soaked bride comes back to finish off her remaining would-be assassins. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Kill Bill Volume 1 became a litmus test on the subject of violence in movies. The saga of the bride, played by Uma Thurman, who set out to avenge the murder of her wedding party and unborn child by a man named Bill and his assassination squad. The film was easy to denounce, because the gore was both over the top and 100% gratuitous. It wasn't yoked to a death wish message about liberal judges and courts that can't protect us, and it didn't have the righteous uplift of something like Gladiator. I called it An American in Paris with Arterial Spray, and the only emotion I perceived was Quentin Tarantino's glee in trying to distill the hundreds of grindhouse pictures and chop-socky videos on which he'd been weaned into one fat, masturbatory epic in which a sexy chick fights other sexy chicks with a humongous Japanese samurai sword. What's not to love? Kill Bill Volume 2, the second half of Tarantino's Revenger epic, is far less absurdist than its predecessor. The blood flow is stanched, the body count low, and the quotient of chatter is way, way up. It's a climactic decrescendo. I'm not saying it's subtle. The wit is broadsword rather than rapier. The motives are elemental, and there's still a load of gross-out violence. The difference is that Tarantino finds ways other than carnage to give pleasure. There's a magnificent perversity in the tender first scene, a flashback between the bride and Bill, whose face was never seen in part one. Played by David Carradine, Bill has shown up out of the blue at the wedding rehearsal of the woman he calls Kiddo. We now know because her name is Beatrix Kiddo. Beatrix was Bill's number one assassin until she fled, pregnant, with his baby, in search of a quieter life. Now, in an El Paso church, she hears a familiar panpipe and moves through the doorway in a shot straight out of The Searchers.
Hello, Kiddo.
How did you find me?
I'm the man.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing? Well, a moment ago I was playing my flute. This moment, beautiful bride these old eyes have ever seen.
Why are you here?
Last look.
Are you gonna be nice?
I've never been nice my whole life. But I'll do my best to be sweet.
I love Thurman's giddiness. She's just mad about Bill before he shoots her down, and even after. Tarantino famously courted Warren Beatty for Bill, which would have been heaven because of the childlike narcissism in Beatty's charm that you know could spill over into monstrousness. But Carradine is wonderful, too. Intense, but preternaturally cool. His weathered face held aloft by that triumphant Carradine family bone structure. His scenes with Thurman are both scary and, yes, sweet. The movie is a cartoon, though. The banter second-tier Tarantino. A cut above his imitators, but below the standard set by Pulp Fiction and Jackie Brown. He's only in peak form at playing with your expectations, setting you up for one thing and blindsiding you with something else. I loved Michael Madsen's ex-assassin, a drunk who seems to have grown fatalistic and lost his taste for killing. And Beatrix's 4-year-old daughter is neither angel nor devil, but something tantalizingly in between. Tarantino serves up a parody of 70s Hong Kong martial arts training flicks that had me howling at its tacky zoom-ins and zoom-outs, and at Gordon Liu's huffy, sadistic master with his flyaway eyebrows and a long white beard that he whips over his shoulder like a scarf. Kill Bill Volume 2 is in a different league than The Punisher, also opening this week, a sickeningly manipulative, by-the-numbers revenge movie in which the presumed dead hero comes back to get the people who wiped out his wife and little son. It's a bloodbath with one thing on its mind, making you go, yeah, punish him, make him die slowly. But neither of these movies, needless to say, is a patch on our greatest revenge drama, Hamlet, the story of a first-rate intellectual who finds himself trapped in a third-rate revenge play and can't quite get in sync with it. And neither has the moral horror of Steven Soderbergh's The Limey, in which a father's quest for revenge on the man who killed his daughter leads straight back to him. Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2 are great fun, but when they're over, there's nothing to give us pause about our addiction to fantasies of retribution. The whole is a little less than the sum of its volumes.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.